This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
That is the final game in the incredible Hall of Fame career for Brant Dunphy.
The Atlantic 10 tournament portion of the Hawks season is over. Now they'll wait to find out their fate.
Villanova confirming that after 3 years, it has parted ways with head basketball coach Kyle Neptune. The Wildcats never made it to the NCAA tournament.
University of Pennsylvania fires its men's basketball coach Steve Donahue after the Quakers go 8-19, his ninth season on the job.
This is the Week in Philly, and we are in the midst of March Madness. NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments well underway, and nary a Big Five squad in either field. Let's talk more now about the state of the city's college basketball teams by bringing in our own Scott Graham, who is working this NCAA tournament for Westwood One. And Scott, we're going to focus on the men's side. Hard to believe this is the third straight year that no Big Five men's basketball team has made the NCAA tournament field.
And the addendum to that, of course, is the women's side, which is the first time that we've had nobody in this situation. We're in a spot right now that I don't know that, you know, back when I was young, back when I first got to Philadelphia in 1983, that I ever saw coming. You know, because of the fact that you have five, then really, as Drexel shot more to prominence, six teams on the men's side, you would assume that at least you would get a couple. I don't know that I would have foreseen a circumstance where we would have gotten to the day after Selection Sunday and said, okay, the biggest thing we're talking about with regard to college basketball locally is who are the new coaches going to be.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's interesting, this has kind of been a long time coming in the idea that Jay Wright's run at Villanova kind of paved over how things were, how the well was drying up, because you almost defaulted that Villanova was in every year and a lot of times made a big run. But you take Villanova away, and then there are a lot of years where nobody else made it, but we didn't think about it in those terms. It's just now been magnified because of Villanova's struggles the last 3 years that it's kind of gone to a new level.
And some of it comes down to change, right? Some of it comes down to change in the game and change in the consistency of each program. You know, the fact that John Chaney was there for as long as he was at Temple, it was a given. Phil Martelli was, if not a given for the NCAA tournament, then he was certainly going to be making a run. And as things changed at St. Joe's, so did things change with regard to their viability. The other thing that changed, a few things. Conference affiliations changed some things. And the game is a different game right now than it was 5 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, people talk about it with the NIL and the transfer portal stuff. This is no longer a, you're going to build a program over the course of 4 or 5 years invested into an individual player and bear the fruits of that in their junior and senior year. This is situation now where it's a lot more like a daily fantasy draft. I mean, because that's basically what you're having on a year-by-year basis is these transfers are coming in. We're going to try to see how we can make these pieces fit together to win this year. That's one set of teams. The other is, hey, we did pretty well with these guys last year. Whoops, they're all gone because they hit the transfer portal and went on to greener pastures, bigger programs, bigger names, bigger money. And as this continues to shake itself out, there's going to be a tremendous amount of change. I guess, Matt, maybe that's good news in terms of where we are right now with the teams in Philadelphia, because you can get better faster, but you also have to have the resources to be able to do that. You have to have a program that is going to attract players. You have to have NIL money to be able to do what it is that you're trying to do. It's just a completely different game.
And I think the reason this hits people in Philadelphia so hard is because the Big Five is so unique. It is something very special, but I just don't know that there is anything you can do in this landscape, the way the trajectory college basketball is on, that will rekindle those fires of the glory days of the Big Five.
I don't think it's possible. And I think those glory days had to do with where we were at the time. I think we're seeing a natural progression of things, and really makes me sad to say it, but I don't know that there is any going back to where we were.
In the city, coaches were given time to build, and to your point, put things in place, and there was a continuity with the coaches that it was rare to have change. With Fran Dunphy's retirement at LaSalle, Penn and Villanova make coaching changes. Once again, this is not Big Five-centric. This is not Philadelphia-centric. This is how it is now. But it just kind of goes to show you how different things are.
You know, here we are in the middle of what generally sports fans, and there are some who don't like college basketball, but generally sports fans and even non-sports fans in America have said is the greatest event that we run, which is March Madness. It's just, it's pure drama. It's pure fun. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of that first weekend is just a menagerie of highs, lows, drama, upsets. It's a blast. I would hate to think that because of what college basketball is doing right now, that they will at some point or other potentially damage that. Maybe the damage has already begun to happen to a certain degree. Would it be the same thing in the Big Five this year? Maybe. You know, it's possible that we just were not going to have a team in the NCAA tournament this year. That's possible that it has nothing to do with everything we're talking about right now, but it certainly doesn't make it any easier to try to get back to that.
Yeah, no question about it. Thank you very much, Scott. That's KYW Scott Graham joining us. We need to take a break. More of the Week in Philly coming your way in just a few minutes. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.